You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Sometimes they just need a good kick in the backside.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire for Ramere Friday. Daniel, interesting piece you have about sharks.
True, yeah. While fish and chip shop customers in South Australia are eating threatened and endangered shark species labeled as flake, sharks are facing the risk of being extinct. A 2020 study concluded sharks were functionally extinct on 20% of the world's coral reefs. And a new study, building on this research from the journal Nature Communications, shows now that 2 in 3 of the world's sharks are being driven to extinction. I spoke about this with shark researcher Samantha Sherman.
Since the early 70s, the world's population of oceanic sharks has fallen by 17.1%. The cause? Overfishing. The director Spielberg tells in an interview with BBC's Desert Island Disc about his guilt he feels about the harm his film Jaws has done to sharks.
That's one of the things I still fear, not to get eaten by a shark, but that sharks are somehow mad at me for the feeding frenzy of crazy sport fishermen that happened after 1975, which I truly and to this day regret. The decimation of the shark population because of the book and the film. I really, truly regret that.
A new research shows that 2 in 3 of the world's sharks and rays that depend on coral reefs are being driven to extinction. The reason is again simple, overfishing.
The title of your latest research is Half a Century of Rising Extinction Risks of Coral Reef Sharks. Why did the last 50 years, the risk of extinction rise?
Our oceans have been overfished for a while. And in the past 50 years, technology has advanced to the point where we can take huge amounts out of the ocean. And simultaneously, our population is increasing. So we need to be fishing more so that people can be fed, and a lot of that population happens to live in the coast right next to coral reefs. So they're a big food source.
What characteristics make sharks susceptible for overfishing?
So sharks and rays have long lifespans. Some of them don't reach maturity until they're over 20 years old, meaning that they won't have the opportunity to reproduce until then. And if they're fished before then, we're fishing populations of juveniles. So we're losing the adults and the juveniles at the same time without having enough adults left to replace what's being fished out.
2 in 3 of the sharks that depend on coral reefs are drifting to extinction. Sharks are important for the whole ocean ecosystem. What role do sharks play in a healthy ocean ecosystem?
Sharks and rays are at the higher end of the food chain, so they help balance the ecosystem. They also distribute nutrients from other sources. So for example, gray reef sharks are, as their name suggests, are a type of reef shark, but they actually can get up to 80% of their diet from pelagic resources, which is the open ocean. And coral reefs are nutrient deficient areas. Everything on a coral reef needs lots of nutrients. So having these gray reef sharks feed elsewhere, but bring the nutrients back to the reef is extremely beneficial and provides a lot of nutrients that the reefs need to keep growing. If they disappear, we would have trophic cascades because we're losing all those top predators.
What is that?
So a trophic cascade is when the top predators get removed removed from an ecosystem. And then the mesopredators, which are more like the rays, the things in the middle, that they're predators and they consume other animals, but they are also prey to larger animals. They start becoming much more abundant, their populations will grow, and then the level below them, the consumers, will start, their populations will start to dwindle because they're being preyed upon by many more animals. And so it just throws everything out of balance.
And what will be the effects for human beings if that happens?
Everything is connected, and healthy coral reefs are really important for humans. Firstly, for food security, because if sharks disappear and then the rest of the fish populations, like I mentioned with the trophic cascades, would be thrown out of control, it would really deplete all the fish in the ocean that humans rely on. Climate change will also worsen because the oceans can suck carbon and hold on to it. But if they're not healthy without all the animals, then they won't be able to recycle as much. We need healthy sharks to have healthy oceans.
The image of the shark is kind of bad. We're scared for sharks, maybe partly because of movies that were made about sharks. Why do you think the bad image of sharks exists?
Thankfully, I think that's changing quite a bit. Yeah, movies didn't do sharks any favors, but at the same time, I loved Jaws growing up. I love Deep Blue Sea. I love watching all these shark movies with my lab mates and lots of other people that work on sharks. The problem is that people are already not comfortable in the water compared to on land. You can't move as fast. You can't see everything. So not being able to see something, not feeling as comfortable as you do on land, just makes it that much scarier to think that a shark may be there and you don't know. But the reality is that if sharks really wanted to eat people, there would be a lot more people being eaten by sharks. We do hear of it happening, but anytime it happens, it makes global news. It's quite rare considering how often and how many people are in the oceans.
I think I read or saw somewhere that the risk of a candy machine falling on you is bigger than that you're attacked by a shark.
Yeah, there's so many of those statistics. You're more likely to die from a dog bite. You're more likely to die from a coconut falling on your head. More likely to win the lottery, to be struck by lightning. All of those things are true, but sharks just have that, I don't know, that factor that the media really loves, so you hear about them a lot.
Do you think that plays a role in their risk of extinction?
Absolutely. Like I said, less so now. I think people are really understanding the role sharks play a lot more, and people are more fascinated by them now and have a respect for them. But when you think about it, all the shark nets that people want to put in place, or drum lines to reduce shark numbers at certain beaches, people that actually spend the most time in the water, like surfers and divers, they don't want that. They know that they're doing an activity and taking a risk that's, you know, you're more likely to drown than get bitten by a shark, and they want a healthy ocean, and they're actually mostly against reducing shark numbers. So I think that's really telling, that the people that spend the most time near sharks want more sharks.
Why do you find sharks so fascinating?
So I saw my first shark on a glass bottom boat in the Bahamas when I was 4 years old. It was just a beautiful silhouette swimming through the water. And ever since then, I've been obsessed. I love sharks and rays. I think they're gorgeous. The more time you spend underwater with them, the more you see just the subtleties in some of their behaviors. People have this conception that all they think about is eating and killing, and you know, that sort of mean spirit, but really, if you watch them, you can see their eyes move and you can see them analyze a situation and really think about what they're doing.
That was Dr. Samantha Sherman, postdoctoral research fellow at Simon Fraser University in Vancouver.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.